Ms. Blue, take a letter this morning, please, to Florence Marie Williams from Mr. C.W. Williams, Quan Nai, dated today, April the 27th, Sunday, at 11:30 a.m. The subject, domesticity, dash, love, dash, romance, dash, etc., etc. Dear Mrs. Williams, as it is now on the high noon side of Sunday, the 27th of April, and I am sitting relaxed in my room waiting for my time to expire so that I can be sent back to my home in Boulder, I have had several thoughts rushing through my mind that should be dictated and sent to you, because, as the subject indicates, you are the most involved person in these thoughts and the one to whom would have most interest in what I have been thinking about and what I am planning on doing. It appears that it has been some time since I have written to you, maybe last Thursday, Wednesday night was the night, but I'll ask you to please forgive my negligence, because I have been in Da Nang for a couple of days, and when I came home on Friday night late, I had to get up early and hold a payday, and so I have been a little bit lax in sending you a missile of information and etc., etc. You finish it off, Ms. Brew. Make it sound sweet now. Further, since this day is about half over and I have just come back to my room from being at the airport and at the office, I thought it was such a lovely morning that I wanted to share it with you more than with anyone else. And so here we are talking together again on this beautiful Sabbath morning. I in my little farm town in Quan Nai, and you in your beautiful suburban setting of Boulder, Colorado. Although I am talking to the microphone, and it appears that this is a cold, materialistic piece of implement in my hand, an instrument, I, in my mind's eye, am talking directly to my sweet wife, who is sitting in the easy chair, possibly looking at the funnies in my mind's eye, although I know the time element is different, and she is probably sleeping soundly somewhere around midnight on Saturday night. But if that is the case, I'm sure that the thoughts and thought waves that are flowing from my mind will transverse over this vast expanse of ocean and land and mountains and sky and sea, and set themselves into your little mind, and maybe come into you as a form of a dream or an impression of some sort. However, be that as it may, these words that I am saying now are from the heart, and I am sure that you will feel them in whatever condition and whatever position and whatever place you are in. I thought it might interest you to know that I went up Thursday to Da Nang to take a physical examination, and of course, not having an appointment, everything went screwy. There's nothing that can be done if you don't have an appointment, and so I was able to ask a few questions on what it all involved, and it involved laboratory tests at the Naval Hospital. And so I saddled up my little scout, and I had a fella take me over to the hospital at Da Nang, and I asked them if they would do some lab work, and they said, of course we will. So they did everything. They took urine analyses, and they took some blood, and they took x-rays, and they took pictures of my, they took cardiograph. To see how my heart was doing, and it just went steadily along, thump 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 thump, 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 up and down and along, and he said it's well within the range of safety factors. So then they give me a little cup, and they said, you go defecate. And I said, can't, sorry, cannot. And they said, well, go and bring it in the morning. And don't let it be over an hour old. And here I am carrying this cup around, waiting, kind of keeping the lid loose in case I have to defecate. And I can trot in there and get a little sample. But all to no avail, I found out I could not defecate. So I had to go away and leave the that part of the test open for another chance. And I still, as my indications to you before this, is I have a hard time. Sometimes I go for, I guess Wednesday was the last time. This is Sunday. I don't know what happens in there. I'm not uncomfortable. I'm perfectly at ease. But I just can't get the job done. I don't know whether I told you that in the last note I wrote that I had a dingy figure, fatigue. I got dengue fever. I had the aching of the bones badly and running of the bowels badly for one day. 24-hour flu, I guess it's called. Anyway, I had it pretty bad for a day. And I got up the next day and I thought, well, I don't feel too bad. I'll go to work. So I went to work, and at 10 o'clock I fell fading away, and so I came home and went to bed till noon, and then I got up, and then on I was all right, the number one condition. And so now Ed Dillery's got it. He's been sick for 2 days. Instead of going to bed like I did, he'll be sick for another day longer than I have been sick. So the secret of dengue fever is to hit the sack and eat some bufferin, and you're all set. Well, anyway, I went and got that part of my physical exam, and so the fellow said that the public health, he said, we only hold these on Thursdays. And I said, fine, set me up an appointment for next Thursday, and I'll be here. So I'll go up and get my physical examination maybe next Thursday, I hope. Anyway, whether I get it or not, I'll go back until I get it all done, because that's one of the requirements. You can't get separated unless you've had a physical. And if they want to use you again, they got to have that physical so they can sign you over again. Well, let's see. I found out some interesting things up in Da Nang while I was here this time. One of the principal one was that I found out why I didn't get my rating. And there's a lot there's a clique out here of professionals who are in USAID, I guess, and they came out here. There's some ones, twos, and threes, and they sent them out here. They came out here to draw the differential, I guess, and the knuckleheads are overcrowding the situation, and there's no spaces for them, no jobs, and they're looking around for jobs, and they can't create any more confusion by making me a four and not running right into their positions. So it looks like the situation in the aid is what Lou Warman may have warned me about, that perhaps these things are not as good as they should be. We shouldn't. There's a lot of conniving going on. Well, it's a good thing that I don't have to depend on this, and since I don't have to, I'll be the first one to say goodbye, boys. I'm tired and I want to go to bed, and you don't interest me at all in any of your marble playing. I played that game too long and watched it too much to be any part of it, and I think you're a bunch of shitheels. That's what I'm going to say. Well, I can't wait to get home. Can't wait to get in that scout and get on the open road. Man, I hope I find a trailer. Ooh, boy. Honey, you and I are going out and forget the world. Forget the world entirely. I hope if my sister and brother-in-law are there, they can go with us. I hope. Anyway, we got some things to look forward to. But I still have to finish my physical. And I have had some very nice letters from you. And you seem to be either bushed or rushed or writing late at night after a hard day's labor or something. I guess you're finding it, your time is not your own anymore. Is that true, honey bunny? Are you finding that you can't, you're like me, you're so busy that suddenly you decide, gee, I gotta write a letter, and here it is, 9 o'clock. And, boy, I don't know what to say, and why don't you send a tape? You can talk a lot, and you don't have to say anything, except the expression in your voice. Tell me the emotion that you feel. That's another depth that I cannot read in your letters. However, I read a depth when this last letter, when he's talking about that guy next door, I had to laugh to myself thinking of that old guy and his big nose and proboscis sticking out there. He does seem to run out there a lot. Why don't you challenge him? Go over and say, why is it every time I come out, you come out and look at me? Is there anything you want, Jack?